good morning. Say that somewhat tongue-in-cheek. 29 degrees right now, and yeah, still got the snow going on. No spraying for mosquitoes today or outdoor pickleball. So,
nope. For sure not.
Janna knows that for a fact. Janna Gageland in talking history. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
And, well, happy Easter a little early.
Thank you. And
but,
to you as well.
You know, it is Holy Week going on. And that's kind of what we're going to talk about. You said you had a topic, but it's like, no, I changed my mind.
I did. Yeah. You never know what's going to just drop into your brain when you're planning something else. And it's like,
right.
Eh, something a little more relevant, you know, to this time of the year.
Okay.
So I did some looking back, you know, on the Easter baskets and the Easter prep kind of stuff. So just throwing a few things out there. You know, a lot of people have Easter egg hunts. And that's pretty popular. It wasn't popular around here a long time ago, but the first Easter egg hunt and roll was at the White House in 1878, I believe.
It just sort of spread out from there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Do you remember dyeing Easter eggs?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And what Pa's Easter egg dye.
So,
yeah.
Okay. Well, and before that, it was vinegar.
Yes.
And food coloring.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'd roll your egg, your boiled egg in that and then, then they went to the kits, and they became stickers and art projects, basically.
Yeah, it got real creative.
It did,
you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I just remember the vinegar and the
I do too.
Coloring. Yeah.
That was Easter. Is just the smell of vinegar.
Yeah.
And then the food coloring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, what do you suppose you'd find in your Easter basket if you were? Now, you'd probably, these days, you'd find jelly beans.
Of course.
But jelly beans weren't in our area till probably 1933.
No kidding.
Yeah. I mean, they maybe were out there somewhere, but they weren't here.
Mm-hmm.
So you could buy them by the pound in 1933. It was like 25 cents for 2 pounds. So they were considered penny candy.
Yeah.
So you'd have a big barrel of jelly beans.
So before jelly beans, what was there?
Well, there weren't Peeps.
No, don't even get me going. You had to bring that up.
Well, Peeps didn't come around until 1953, and they sell like $2 billion a year.
Oh, I know. I got Brianna brought me a package yesterday. I always get one from somebody.
Yeah,
would bring me Easter Peeps.
Well, you know, they had an Easter Peep taste testing at the library yesterday. So Rachel had all these different kinds of
Easter Peeps.
Yeah.
Yeah, and all the flavors.
Yeah, different flavor. Yeah. And so she told me that the number one favorite was Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, it's what I got last year.
Yeah, Dr. Still
Pepper. Still sitting on my desk.
And preserved forever.
Right.
And then the cotton candy was a choice, and I think she had strawberry Pop-Tart and
incredible.
Watermelon, you know, a bunch of different flavors. But Dr. Pepper won, so.
Get away from the Peeps.
Yeah. And so everything that was available in 1926 for your Easter basket was something that you would get at a candy store.
Okay.
And they didn't have different kinds of chocolate. It was only milk chocolate. There was no such thing as dark chocolate. You know, it's just like that didn't exist. So you could go to the candy store, and, you know, they were professional people with these candy store things. You know, they would
an Olympia chocolate bunny.
Yes.
These are made in our own kitchens, fresh and pure, all sizes, some tied with bright ribbons.
Yeah, isn't that cool?
That is very cool.
Yeah, that they would put a ribbon around some of them for, you know, people to choose.
So the chocolate Easter bunny has been around a while.
Yeah, it has.
Okay.
And what do you think people eat first on the chocolate bunny?
I'm guessing the ears.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I think their bunnies were not the hollow kind. They were, you know, made in a mold and, you know, so they were probably solid.
Full size all the way through.
Yeah.
Boy, solid. That was a deal.
Yeah. I would say that'd be a pretty good
deal. I'd be shocked if I bit into a chocolate Easter bunny now and it wasn't hollow.
Yeah.
I'd be going, what's going on? Yeah.
So they had another ad for Easter candy novelties, they called them. So mom and dad would go buy an Easter egg or an Easter bunny, you know, from the store. From the candy store.
Chocolate bunnies, sugar eggs, and cute little candy chicks.
Yep.
Whatever youngster expects at Easter.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
The one says that they actually had a number of 2-gallon goldfish bowls for sale. Did you see
I saw that,
that
yeah.
That's all purpose.
No
so
kidding.
then they were selling sugar eggs. Do you know what sugar eggs are?
Well, see, I would think that those would be kind of like the equivalent of jelly beans.
No.
No?
No. This is a sugar egg.
Oh, that is beautiful. That's a work of art.
It is.
And that's an egg hollowed out with other eggs inside.
A little picture inside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, and then they had frosting around the outside. If you got one of these, you probably didn't eat it. You probably saved it because it had so much art value.
Yeah.
And so it was more of a gift, not something that you would consume.
I wouldn't want to tear into that. That is beautiful.
Isn't it?
Boy,
yeah.
That is a work of art. That is.
Yeah, and that's
sugar
what I'm saying.
Eggs.
They're, you know, the candy stores were, you know, they were professional people doing selling chocolate at Easter. They didn't dive into the jelly beans and the Tootsie Rolls and all that kind of stuff.
Came later.
Yeah, they did, for sure. There's one that I learned that I did not ever know about. And this one is called an applet.
An applet?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is the first time that I have run into that, an applet. And again, this one happens to be available at a drugstore.
Bugbee's Drugstore,
mm-hmm.
Right here in Wahpeton.
Yep.
Okay.
And so they brought in different kinds of candies, you know, maybe some chocolates or whatever, but they didn't make them, you know, they just sold them.
Applets.
So, applets. There was a place in Washington that grew lots and lots of apples.
Okay.
And they would take the apples and mash them down into sort of a, I don't know, a creamy kind of sauce-looking stuff. Then they would add walnuts and then a few other ingredients, and then it would become a little block of this. And then they would put powdered sugar on the top of that.
Really?
They weren't individually wrapped. They were individually made. So I'm like, well, what would that be like today? I think maybe like a nougat bar. Remember those white?
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. I think you're right.
They were white, and they had pieces of cranberries or something in them, and walnuts usually. So that was their specialty.
Applets.
Applets, yeah.
At Bugbee's Drugstore here in Wahpeton. And I love the phone number, 6-8.
Yeah.
Two digits.
Yep, 2-8.
6-8.
They didn't have to go very far.
For your Easter demand.
And Lynn Harris had a cafe or a restaurant.
Okay.
About where Music City was there, and now it's part of the Total Personality, that low.
Oh, yeah, over there by Action Realty. Yep.
Yep, yep. And so they sold applets, and it doesn't even say how much it would cost for one. So they finally said, well, it's going to be $1 per pound, which I think
was a pretty good deal.
Yeah, well, it could be kind of expensive.
Well, back then, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And 50 cents for a half a pound. After 1926, I didn't see applets advertised
anymore.
They
just sort of went away?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I think maybe it might have had something to do with the Washington apple people. That business had been around, that orchard had been around for a good 100 years, and so, you know, perhaps they weren't making them anymore.
Right.
It was kind of a specialty.
So that's what you could find in the Easter baskets back in 1926.
If they had a basket.
If they had a basket, mm-hmm. Right.
And I looked for baskets, and it was more of like you're going to visit someone's home, so you bring a basket of things.
Yeah.
It could be homemade bread and jelly and fruit, but it was no Easter basket. So then I thought, well, what about Easter bonnets or hats, whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah, they weren't popular till probably around 1933.
Okay.
Because of Irving Berlin's song, Easter Parade.
The Easter Parade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we didn't really, it was kind of a boring time, I think. Cadbury eggs,
They hadn't even come into existence by then.
They hadn't.
Right.
No. So.
Incredible.
Yeah. So, yeah. We did have one in 1926. We had a catastrophe with the Fergus Falls. Their floral company ran out of flowers, and they couldn't supply enough of them. So they thought, well, we'll call Wahpeton. So they called over here, and yeah, we could give them from the Wahpeton floral. We had some extra flowers, so they sent over a truck, and put flowers in the truck, and on the way back to Fergus, it started on fire. So,
of course,
that was the end of any type of Easter sharing of flowers.
Holy smokes! Yeah. There wasn't a lot going on.
No, no, I think, but you know, I think the expectations probably were less.
Yeah.
Now you have plastic eggs that have quarters or a dollar in them. Or,
it's off the charts.
And you have Jelly Belly. You know, I mean, there's just. It's way, way over the top of
Definitely.
What used to be. Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Next week, what do you got?
Well, I had this one I was going to get ready for today, which was an invention. And then I'm like, oh, but this, you know, so that might show up next week.
Okay. Sounds good. We'll look for inventions next week.
Yeah.
Talking Easter today. Again, Janet, happy Easter to you.
Thank you.
And we will talk next Thursday. It's 8:22 at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBM.